Egg shortages and record high prices have been making headlines and showing up in late-night TV jokes recently. But at Chemainus Harvest House Food Bank, eggs represent a growing challenge in food security. With demand for food bank services at an all-time high, Harvest House has been forced to limit egg distribution. "This past week we were so low on eggs, we had to cut them into half dozens," said Food Bank Coordinator Assistant Daisy Hebert. "It's either everyone gets a little bit or some people don't get any. But the problem goes far beyond eggs." In March, food banks across Canada will participate in the annual Hunger Count, a national survey tracking food bank use and comparing year-over-year trends. In 2024, there were more than 2 million visits to food banks in Canada in the month of March, the highest number in history. Food Banks Canada anticipates that March 2025 figures will surpass last year's record-breaking numbers. But at Harvest House, the numbers are already clear: demand is up, and there's no sign of it going down. Record high need. When Food Bank Coordinator Emily Holmes first took on the role 2.5 years ago, Harvest House was serving between 60 and 80 households per week. That number has risen to between 150 and 170 households per week. Food bank use is counted in two ways. The small team, one full-time and one part-time employee, tracks the number of unique households using their services as well as how often each one visits per month. Compared to last year's stats from the same time of year, Harvest House has seen an increase of 59.5% in unique households. A unique household refers to a single unit of people sharing food and living expenses, regardless of the number of individuals in the household. Harvest House has seen a 66.6% increase in the number of people using its services. Those clients are also visiting about 60% more often than last year. Those are some big numbers for such a small community. The demographics of users also reveals a concerning trend. Who uses the food bank? For many in Chemainus, food security is slipping away. "We were seeing a lot of seniors previously and that has not stopped," said Holmes. "We still see a lot of seniors, but our largest clientele base is children." Out of the approximately 550 people served by the food bank each month, close to 140 of those are under the age of 18. That means a troubling 25% of the food bank's clients are kids. While people experiencing homelessness in Chemainus rely on the food bank, they are just one part of a much larger group in need. Harvest House is increasingly serving working individuals and families who are struggling to afford basic necessities as costs continue to rise. Working households need the food bank. The amount of money people are having to put out just to stay housed, stay in their job, keep their vehicle, feed their kids, it's not a level playing field, said Holmes. Holmes gives an example of someone who is $25 short on their car payment. Missing that payment could result in losing their vehicle, which could mean losing their job if they can't get to work. If using the food bank can prevent that domino effect, Holmes hopes those people will use the food bank instead. Some clients use the food bank once a month to tide them over, while others rely on it more frequently. For some, the food bank is their only source of food. Holmes often encounters people choosing between food and medication or between food and gas. Those are not choices people in a caring society should have to make. Food banks were originally meant as a temporary solution due to the economic downturn of the 1980s. More than 40 years later, they're still here, and needed more than ever. Barriers to food security. A person's reasons for visiting the food bank don't matter. There is no need to provide tax returns or pay stubs. If you need food support, they are here to help. "We don't do any sort of means testing," said Holmes. The amount of internal stress and distress about having to ask for help is huge. "People usually show up when they're desperate," said Holmes. "We have clients come in who haven't eaten for several days, but they finally broke down and said, 'I need help.' And it took them getting to that point." The stigma around needing food support isn't just in people's minds. "I see it online. People will say, 'I would never use the food bank because I was taught to work hard.' Holmes said, but the reality is that many food bank clients are working or rely on fixed incomes that haven't kept up with rising costs. People on disability or CPP are struggling because they're in the same economic environment that people who are working full-time are struggling in. Stigma and shame around food insecurity keep many people from seeking help. Holmes knows that once you're through the doors of Harvest House, people will experience an environment of respect, dignity, and safety. Getting folks through those doors in the face of stigma is the challenge. I would encourage people, if they have a lot of anxiety about it, to come see us during office hours. We'll give them a little tour, show them around, Holmes said. She also knows some people are more comfortable accepting support if they can contribute in some way. Volunteers can be clients, so if you want to come and hang out and help out a little, you're welcome to if that makes you feel more at ease because you're giving back as well as getting some assistance when you need it. How does the food bank work? Harvest House has several distribution locations and times. Stop and shops are held at regularly scheduled times each week where food is laid out on tables and people can help themselves to what they need. Distribution in Crofton happens Monday mornings at Warmland Church, 1586 Joan Avenue from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. In Chemainus, distribution takes place in the lower level of the United Church at 9814 Willow Street on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. and Fridays from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have also recently added a pickup option until 8 p.m. on Tuesdays in order to accommodate working households. On Wednesdays, Harvest House delivers hampers to people who can't leave their homes due to medical or other reasons. On Thursdays, distribution takes place on Thetis Island. A new initiative Holmes has been working on is their distribution set up on Penelakut Island on Tuesdays. Distribution is fulfilled by two community members from Penelakut made possible through grant funding. Each week, the local elementary school sends in their requests for food hampers and snack packs from Harvest House. Holmes's team maximizes resources through grants, wholesale purchases, sales, and donated goods. They rely on support from grocery stores like Country Grocer and Save on Foods, as well as local restaurants and bakeries that donate day-old products. The team at Harvest House is grateful for the ongoing support but say the need is now exceeding that support. They desperately need the community's help. How you can help? Monetary donations help most, allowing Harvest House to buy exactly what's needed. They also receive discounts from many vendors, which helps maximize donations. Having steady cash flow from donations allows Holmes to budget more effectively and manage the food bank's inventory. For those who prefer to donate in person, there will be a food drive put on by Country Grocer, Island Savings, and Harvest House on April 5 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Chemainus Village Square. It will feature a hot dog barbecue and the opportunity to purchase pre-packed bags of food for $10 to $20 to donate. All proceeds and donations from this event will go to Harvest House. As demand grows, Harvest House needs more volunteers. While weekday help is most needed, there are a variety of opportunities available, including packing, administration, driving, distribution, fundraising, and more. Whatever your strengths or availability, there's a way to contribute. Especially if they can lift 50 pounds of potatoes. Hebert chimed in. Holmes and Hebert would also like to increase their food recovery efforts, collecting surplus food that would otherwise go to waste and redistributing it through the food bank. More volunteers would allow this to become a reality. If you can give, now is the time, eggs or anything else. More information about Harvest House can be found on their website.